You are listening to No PC Allowed, a.k.a. No Political Correctness Allowed, and I am Mac Iverson. Today, we're talking about rationing, but it's not called that yet. It's a kind of hidden rationing, and the PC crowd calls it sustainability, kind of putting a smiley face on a very real evil. Sustainability is just the excuse to herd the masses onto those proverbial boxcars of political coercion. The idea of rationing, especially in the so-called developed world of the United States of America, should send a chill down your spine. We don't need any rationing or sustainability. Those who say we do are liars. In the following moments, I will show you why they are liars and what must be done to pull ourselves out of this current national tailspin. So what needs to threaten us in order to unite the world through fear, or F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real? A common enemy must be manufactured to frighten the masses into submission. What has the power broker mafia contrived for us in the 21st century so far? Well, way back in the 1970s, it was the global cooling scam. That was a very real scam. In the 1990s, it was the global warming scam. And now, in the brave new world of our relatively new century, it's the, drumroll please, the pollution slash climate change slash water shortages slash famine scam. Hopefully this will be the last of the climate hysterias, and we can finally grab a giant Louisville slugger and pound the caca out of this ginormous piñata of stupidity and send it all to the graveyard of failed mafia tactics once and for all. That may be wishful thinking on my part, but hey, it sounds nice, doesn't it? But in the words of Vice President Brandon, a.k.a. Biden,
"Whoa, hold your horses there, cowboy."
Let's go back to all that slash stuff. This from 1972, the Club of Rome, the premier environmental think tank and consultants to the United Nations. Let me read their actual words from their manifesto. The common enemy of humanity is man. But listen to these words. In searching for a new enemy to unite us, we came up with the idea, again it reads, in searching for a new enemy to unite us, we came up with the idea that pollution, the threat of global warming, water shortages, and famine would fit the bill. All these dangers are caused by human intervention, and it is only through changed attitudes and behavior that they can be overcome. The real enemy, then, is humanity itself. Unquote. Notice that they called these problems, but now they need these problems to advance their agenda. So anything that advances these problems is now good. This is all postgraduate MSU stuff, making stuff up. And this is sheer madness. Again, that goes way back to 1972, the Club of Rome consultants to the United Nations, way before any of the so-called science evidence was even presented. They just came up with a set of problems, and in turn, they just made up fake solutions. Even these lies weren't unique. This tactic came straight out of Mao Zedong's China. They were looking for a massive human catastrophe that they could use to profit from. It doesn't matter which catastrophe, just take your pick. The more, the drearier. In 1987, the Brundtland Report to the United Nations opined that poverty is a major cause of environmental problems simply because nations like the U.S. consumed too much and have too much wealth, much in the form of private property. This is pure BS Marxism. Notice how they screw the words around there. They say that poverty is a major cause of pollution, which makes zero sense in any universe. And then they equivocate private property with poverty. In fact, the exact opposite is true. Again, these liars are all graduates of MSU making stuff up. They couldn't say private property caused environmental problems because that wouldn't fly back in 1987 when they wrote that. It does now, but no one would believe it then. Those fake reports were all about political expediency. It was all just a cover for advancing Marxism, obviously. To fully understand our current evil insanity, let's briefly look at all these Marxist goals through the prism of current events. The massive farmland being acquired by Bill Gates from the gates of hell, some 275,000 acres in America, is mostly for genetically engineered corn and soy crops, the base foods for what will become synthetic ultra-processed foods like synthetic fake meat. His goal is to eliminate animals from the meat supply by 2035, while his products rely on GMOs or genetically modified organisms and heavy use of herbicides and pesticides. Mmm, yummy in the tummy. So none of this seems good. He'd argue it's good because it cuts down on cattle gas emissions, which, believe it or not, he actually considers to be a relevant argument. It is not. gases from cattle are scientifically proven to not be harmful at all. It just smells bad in the general area. The climate Nazis will hate me for saying that, but who cares? The money-hungry in general don't seem to be too concerned with truth at all. They're just chasing opportunities, making money, and destroying freedom in the process. So their attitude is, hey, who cares? Gates is also growing crops for biofuels to try to compete with the tried-and-true earth fuels like oil, coal, and natural gas. Gates' goal is that plant waste and biomass will be grown using human waste as fertilizer to grow more GMOs. Well, doesn't that sound deliciously scrumdelicious? All of this to save the planet, but I call it to rape the planet with stupid ideas. African faith leaders have been begging Gates to let up on his harebrained ideas that don't negatively affect him or people of his ilk at all, but causes tremendous harm and suffering to Africans. They wrote, "We appeal to the Gates Foundation, AGRA, or Alliance for a So-Called Green Revolution in Africa, to stop promoting failed technologies and outdated extension methods and start listening to the farmers or the forgotten men who are developing appropriate solutions for their contexts." Unquote. In other words, they just want to be left alone. Gates has used millions of dollars to, quote, correct misinformation and conspiracy theories that hinders progress, unquote. In other words, old Bill Hates the Truth Gates is threatened by free speech because it threatens his greedy, stupid, winner-take-all, ill-conceived investments. Therefore, he needs to throw hundreds of millions of dollars at the truth in the desperate hope that he can hide that truth under a ton of dirty, dishonest money. And so far, that strategy has worked pretty well. He has been conniving with Monsanto Corporation to try to control the world's food supply by using something called indoor vertical farming. These GMO farms have started providing food at major outlets including Kroger, Walmart, and even Whole Foods. That's funny. I thought Whole Foods was supposed to be about Whole Foods, not A-Whole Foods. He is also big on fake eggs and fake meat. Gates knows that whomever controls the food supply chains yields the most power. The whole idea is that hungry people are easy to control. Therefore, these shortages and supply chain disruptions that we've experienced since COVID have, without question, been manufactured on purpose to make room for Gates' new dingbat inventions. Communist fascist China has also ramped up major land and business acquisitions in America. Thus, China is also gaining control over major parts of our food supply. Many American companies have too close for comfort ties to China. When they receive orders from China to modify supply to benefit China over America, they conform. This is traitorous behavior and blatantly anti-American. Chinese land investments also hike up property values at the expense of potential American landowners. Farm bankruptcies have been very high, and foreign investors are snatching up leftovers, driving out local land-seeking Americans in the process. In fact, the United States has been importing more agricultural products than it exports for the first time in American history. America's family farmers say government regulations threatens their livelihoods and America's food security. New York area supermarket chains used deceptive marketing to fool consumers and undercut local farmers. Locally grown can be 500 miles away or even anywhere in the Northern Hemisphere. And regular increases in the minimum wage means that there will be no more local American growers left at all to produce, and produce will be imported into America. We used to be the cornucopia of the world, but under the Vice President Brannon and Cammy the Commie regime and deep state mafia influence peddling, that was quickly becoming a thing of the past. That was the plan, anyway, to utterly destroy the American family farm and put all that money into the pockets of the billionaire mafia. Vice President Brannon and Cammy the Commie's policies have also driven up the cost of fuel and natural gas, a vital component for farm fertilizer. And their mafia fallback pattern of bribery with $1.5 billion in taxpayer payouts for farmers facing foreclosure did absolutely nothing to help functioning operations. American fruit canneries have closed in recent years after China's low labor costs sent prices for imported canned fruit to plummet. The criminal solar lobby is also involved. Many farmers have been asking themselves if they should be talking to solar developers about leasing land out for solar panels. The destruction of the American farm is interlaced and interlocked with America's enemies. The alternative fuel, wind, and solar lobbies and climate hysteria lobby, all mobster-controlled to enrich themselves with outrageous profits and to hurt all of us without mercy. California bought-off mafia tyrant Governor Gavin Newsom, or New Scum, as Trump calls him, supported an order from the water Nazis over at the State Water Resources Control Board to fine any of the 4,500 water rights holders up to $10,000 per day and $10,000 per day for the use of the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta water runoff after heavy rains and snowfall in 2022. Their excuse? The same old nonsense fake pearl clutching over catastrophic climate change, which has been totally debunked. But the mob that controls the deep state just ignores the truth and expects you, the American citizen, to dutifully and stupidly obey them. So lack of water hurts farmers and our food supply. There's also chemtrailing, which absolutely does exist and is used ostensibly to treat clouds to create favorable weather patterns because of the climate change hysteria. So they're trying to change the climate of the climate change, so they claim. But the real reason may be to injure the environment, making it more difficult to grow crops. In other words, hurt the farmers, which is part of the plan, just like the COVID shot scam was to make us sick on purpose to reduce the world's population quickly and dramatically. All of that per Bill Gates' TED Talk, where he said that in actual planned words. You do not misspeak during a TED Talk. It just doesn't happen. He actually said that. To reduce the world's population by a massive percentage through vaccinations. Chemtrailing also does this by spraying barium and aluminum and other toxic chemicals into the sky to fall to Earth and do its very real damage. The mafia bosses calls this
elimination of the competition, if you know what I mean.
Much of this information, by the way, is hidden on purpose, but not all of it. There is truth out there, and more is getting out every day. The whole momentum behind rationing is that it's bought and paid for by basically one self-admitted demented fella, George the Gangsta Soros, and his effeminate son, Alexandria. His $32 billion payoff beginning decades ago got this whole twisted idea going with his Open Society Foundation, a.k.a. his A-hole Society Foundation. It's obvious that if he or any of his useful idiots under his pyramid-shaped payroll scam doesn't like something, they simply spread propaganda paid for by his billions to give it a bad name and then proceed to demand that it needs to be severely rationed, whether it's meat or chocolate or coffee or oil or pizza with extra cheese or conceivably anything people really love or need, and it will work. And we know this because mafia bribes have always worked. But it's very important for them not to call it rationing, at least not at first. That's just too honest and too direct. Call it something nice and PC sounding, like sustainability, to easily fool those useful idiots at the bottom of this pyramid scam. Up until recently, Elon Musk has bought into this kind of dishonest rhetoric as well. Everything he does is based on sustainability, which again is just secret code for rationing. Communists, socialists, and fascists love rationing to control the propagandized moron masses. If you hide evil behind pretty-sounding words, you can get the dopey dummy-rat Democrat masses to do anything you want. Just dangle enough paid-for advertising in front of these college-educated Einsteins, and they'll do anything and everything that the billionaires want. This is a proven historical fact. Human nature does behave this way. They've controlled these run-of-the-mill demon-rat simpletons this way for decades and decades now. The Vice President Brandon and Cammy the Commie regime says that if you exclude all meat, then inflation isn't that bad. It's just not that bad. That's an obvious lie. But even if true, that points toward the mob-controlled diversion away from meat and towards fake food. And the Brandon and Cammy the Commie regime lies that meatpackers are to blame for inflation. It's not the excessive money printing and runaway government flushing trillions of dollars down the toilet. Oh, no, 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 no. It's all the fault of the meatpackers. Yeah, that's it. That's the ticket. Actually, the meatpacker industry simply didn't grease the palms of the demon rat Democrats enough. Mob-controlled MasterCard has hooked up with the United Nations with a global climate action card. It locks your account if you have too many carbon footprints, and so they're tracking every purchase. That's almost identical to China's social credit score and lowering it if you do too many things that the communist fascist government disapproves of. Again, the mob controls all of this. But they only have gotten that power because there are so many useful idiots enthusiastically going along with it. So, the UN wants precise tracking of you. Their authoritarian notion is they can't control it if they can't count it. So that's the real reason for the push for universal totalitarian AI. It has nothing whatsoever to do with the environment. Those at the top of the pyramid, they don't care about the environment at all. Again, it's all about totalitarian control. It's all about power over you, over all of us. In his excellent book, Technocracy Rising by Patrick M. Wood, he states that the ultimate goal of technocracy is a scientific dictatorship and will be accomplished by changing the economic structure of the world from capitalism's free market price-based economy to a scientific dictatorship based on a strict carbon-based rationing system. In this new economy, people will be issued carbon credits where cash will be obsolete. Unlike cash, carbon credits will expire. People will not be able to save or prosper. In this new Orwellian economy, people will once again return to the serf status of the old Dark Ages. Again, the real purpose of rationing is to make certain that the masses are more or less on permanent lockdown status. That's why the deep state loved the controls of the COVID hysteria so much. Extreme fear equals extreme control. At the same time, tight technocratic control means that those who don't conform to the global mafia's desires can be easily punished by taking away their carbon credits or social credit scores modeled after communist, fascist China. This ensures permanent poverty for enemies of the mafia-controlled deep state. The following is from the website iAgenda21.com. Again, iAgenda21.com. Sustainability is artificial scarcity under the guise of conservation. It is a behavior modification scheme through social engineering. At its core, it is worldwide rationing. It is using less of everything. It's about less water, less energy, less mobility, less choice, less freedom. Sustainability is rationing. Be aware of any overconfidence simply because Trump and the Republicans are back in power for at least the next 2 years. The deep state mafia is more motivated than ever to destroy America. And next time, they won't be as lackadaisical and non-competitive. Action steps number one. Thomas Jefferson wrote, "If we are to guard against ignorance and remain free, it is the responsibility of every American to be informed. So self-education is vital. Go out of your way to check out the following news services. New American Magazine. This is the best news source that I know of. New American Magazine. Also, Epoch Times newspaper. EPOCH Times newspaper. And last but not least, listen regularly to this rarefied and refreshing podcast, No PC Allowed. Action step number two. George Washington said, truth will ultimately prevail where there is pains taken to bring it to light. So go out of your way to discuss what you've learned with everyone you know, even strangers. No one should be scratching their heads wondering where you stand in life. Please remember, Benjamin Franklin said, those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. And finally, I wish the state of New Hampshire would love its own state motto as much as I do. Live free or die. You've been listening to No PC Allowed. I am Mac Iverson. We will meet again next week and every week.